Hello, everyone. There was a time not long ago when American scientists and American research facilities were the envy of the world. In those days, our scientists typically swept Nobel and other international prizes. Not anymore. The Trump administration's drastic cuts in scientific personnel and budgets will, quote, essentially end America's long-standing role as the world leader in science and innovation, said Toby Smith, a senior vice president at the Association of American Universities. The results are clear. As two economists recently wrote, in cutting-edge scientific research, whereas in 2017 the U.S. led China in eight categories, by 2023 it led in only one, quantum computing. We sometimes forget how important in ordinary life is government-supported scientific research at university and other laboratories. One study mentions as examples life-saving medicine, commercial agriculture, and virtual communication. Of the 356 new drugs approved over the last decade, 354 received funding from the National Institutes of Health, the world's largest supporter of biomedical research. The smartphone, computers, and highways are other examples. The U.S. economy as a whole greatly benefits. A paper published by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas found that government spending on research and development has spurred at least a fifth of U.S. productivity growth since World War II. Yes, government-supported classified research underpins the military-industrial complex. Such spending contrasts with open, science-determined research in the public interest, with the government's role that of a distant funder. The Trump administration has fundamentally changed independent research. It has become the minder of research programs in and outside government, much like a ministry in an authoritarian country. It is now impossible to get federal funding that supports research related to DEI, LGBTQ plus rights, and climate change. Mere mention of those topics in National Science Foundation grant applications, over which DOGE presides, has ruled them out. In that same report by The Guardian, it also found that, quote, at least 1,653 active NSF research grants authorized on their merits have so far been abruptly canceled. Scientists who don't agree with Trump's political agenda are being forced out. At Health and Human Services, for instance, where RFK Jr. has fired immunization scientists who disagree with his vaccination stance. The science program at the Environmental Protection Agency has just been dismantled. Leadership of key public health agencies, such as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and Food and Drug Administration, are in the hands of medical quacks. Karen Fisher, an educational researcher, reports further that, quote, the administration said it would stop underwriting scientific collaboration with overseas partners and stepped up scrutiny of research contracts and other funds to colleges from foreign sources, unquote. Making these determinations is a one-way street. Trump isn't negotiating new terms of collaboration, he's ordering them. For instance, Trump has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to remove references to the climate crisis from its website, blocked the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from publishing scientific information on the threat of bird flu to humans, fired senior leaders at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and cut about 1,000 jobs, with the Texas flood disaster one consequence, fired around 800 people at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency, NOAA, putting critical weather forecasting in a bind, and, as I discussed in last week's commentary, greatly reduced funds for investment in low-carbon technologies, despite the fact that those funds go overwhelmingly to Republican districts. The Guardian offers an example of what happens to politically unacceptable research under Trump. Although climate assessments are mandated to occur every 4 years under legislation passed by Congress in 1990, the Trump administration has axed the online portal holding the reports, which went dark last week. A contract to support this work has also been torn up, and researchers who are working on the next report, due around 2027, have been dismissed. The Guardian was able to provide a copy of the latest assessment conducted in 2023. It warns that, quote, the effects of human-caused climate change are already far-reaching and worsening across every region of the United States. The assessment calls for rapid and deep reductions in global greenhouse gas emissions from human activities. Such a conclusion is an anathema to a regime that is dedicated to the interests of the fossil fuel industry. America's scientific talent is now for sale. France, Japan, Australia, and the Netherlands are among the countries that are hiring away U.S. scientists. What we are witnessing, in short, is an anti-science, anti-intellectual cleansing that will cause immense harm to public health, the economy, education, and America's reputation. I'm Mel Gertoff for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.